the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
From the documentary, it came out in 2017, actually, called Too Funny to Fail, and it was about the Dana Carvey Show that ended up only having 8 episodes, only 7 of which ever aired. They never even aired the 8th one because they had all these sponsors. So every week, the joke was that every week would have a different sponsor. So it was like the Taco Bell Dana Carvey Show, and
yes,
it was the Mug Root Beer Dana Carvey Show. Eventually, the 7th episode was like the Szechuan House, and it was like a place where they got lunch because every sponsor had bailed.
No.
Like because of the time slot, mostly. And so, as I was talking about, so this is a clip we've played a million times. It's hilarious because it shows the contrast between two different sitcoms.
See, Leslie?
Don't go with him.
An important Mr. Belvedere. He
might try to put his hands on him or something.
What do you mean, Les?
That's what he did to me.
Then everybody's happy. Slap's back.
I want him out of here.
Cool it, comrade, okay?
Slap Maxwell returns with a new episode Friday.
Now, a funny contrast, but both still family acceptable sitcoms.
Of course.
Just one happened to be a special episode, so it made it funny. Now, in this case, Home Improvement was the lead-in, and that was the cash cow. It was the number one TV show in America. Everybody watched Home Improvement. Mm-hmm. And so that was the lead in a very family-friendly sitcom that would also have very special episodes. The Dana Carvey Show was not that at all. And so this is Robert Smigel, the producer and writer, who is talking about why they started losing all their sponsors. And this would be an illustration of it.
I had never watched Home Improvement. When I heard about the time slot, I thought, oh, well, maybe it'll be compatible because Tim Allen's kind of a man's man kind of guy, and seemed like maybe he's a hip comedian. He'd been busted for cocaine or something. I don't know. Is Home Improvement a little racy, maybe? Right?
I get your point now, Tim. You respect me, huh?
I hadn't watched it until about 4 shows in. I just stopped everything at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday and watched it, and just watched in horror, just not believing what we had foisted on this audience.
ABC Tuesday, a parent's worst fear, losing a child.
I don't want to die, Dad.
And you never know whose family it will happen to. An episode so powerful, it hits home.
We beat this thing, no matter what it is, you know. I'm not letting anything happen to you.
A special Home Improvement followed by the Diet Mug Root Beer Dana Carvey Show.
So they just showed Dana Carvey and Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert watching their promo.
They've never seen this promo before.
God,
they have never seen that promo, so they're all watching it for the first time, even, realizing.
Like they're still playing the sad music, and it's the Diet Mug Happy Fun Fun Hour.
Did you see Carell? Carell was affected by it. Almost looked like he was going to cry.
He was sad by the promo.
Look at it.
Like
two, an episode so powerful it hits home.
We beat this thing, no matter what it is, you know. I'm not letting anything happen to you.
A special Home Improvement followed by the Diet Mug Root Beer Dana Carvey Show.
It brought me such joy watching these guys laugh their asses off.
I know.
At what was no doubt a horrible moment in their lives. Still laughing.
That's Colbert.
What can you say? I mean, that just says it all. That just says it all. What were we doing?
It was being marketed as this kind of fun show. And I think people were like, what the f*** is this?
And I thought about what we had put on television following this family-oriented show.
They just showed a screen with a graphic, and it just said, slut, 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 number two, slut, number three, slut.
They were so the network would come... The network would come to them and say, please don't do this or whatever. Like the first episode, they had, he was playing Bill Clinton and he was going to nurse America and everything. So he had been surgically implanted with all of these teats.
Yeah,
all
these
the way,
nipples.
Like a pig. Yeah. And he opens it up and he's nursing puppies and kittens on it for real. And it was just bonkers. And it was just.
That list I was reading was the church lady's new names for Princess Diana.
And so,
slut, 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 number two, slut, number three, slut, four, Queen Orgasmia, five, the Princess of Wales and Moans.
Yeah, so they were trying to do a takeoff of, it was like a takeoff of David Letterman's top 10 list.
Meanwhile, Jonathan Taylor Thomas has bone cancer.
God.
right before that.
Oh my God. So great.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a worse lead-in.
Mm-mm.
But I would have... I always thought Home Improvement was edgy. Like, when I was watching it as a child, I always thought, oh my God, this is so unlike anything I've ever seen. Look at him. He makes big, powerful things. Look at that. That washing machine is going to blow up because he had
and
to,
his assistant is hot.
He grunted it up.
Well, I'd give $1 million to see Wilson's nose and mouth.
My God. Yes.
Yeah.
He hooked a V8 motor to his blender.
It really was.
More power.
It was garbage, but yeah. It was so popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God. Yeah. It is shocking that show with those heavy hitters.
But the idea of it is it was so much the time slot, like that, and the fact that it was, what I found fascinating is like how unaware everyone was in their own positions, how unaware the network was of the show that was going to be made.
Yeah.
How unaware that they were of the time slot ABC had given them. Like the fact that Robert Smigel was like, well, yeah, we were on the air 4 weeks before I decided, I wonder what Home Improvement is.
Right?
Like, you're in the industry as a writer, and I don't expect him to watch Home Improvement, but that you wouldn't even know the basic idea of what it is.
Well, like
your
lead-in? It was the biggest show on TV at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knew what that was, but they were just in their own little world. And it was
ignorance
hilarious.
Is bliss, though.
But
that documentary is too funny to fail on
Hulu now.
Hulu.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, and it's really like an hour and a half. It's a pretty easy watch, and it's fun. A lot of it is really them just reminiscing over ridiculous sketches that were on there, and like some of them did end up on SNL or in other places. Like one of the famous sketches was Ace and Gary, the ambiguously gay duo that ended up for years being on SNL, and then the other one was waiters who are repulsed by food.
Yes.
And
that's
like,
one of the
that's
best.
That's a really funny
it
sketch.
Is. Or is white supremacists whittling with Maine? White supremacists.
Yeah, that yes. one where it's like,
what you doing?
Just whittling a beaten stick.
Yeah, those sketches are great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they basically took that writing crew and went right over to Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Smigel was then the head writer for there. Louis C.K. was writer on that show. And one of those guys I recognized was a bit character at Conan and I think a writer.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk was a writer on the Dana Carvey show. Greg Daniels, Dino Stamatopoulos.
Greg Daniels
Robert
did The
Carlock.
Office and about 5,000 other things.
Mm-hmm. And Dino went on to do Mr. Show and a bunch of other weird stuff.
Late Night with Conan, The Ben Stiller Show, Mr. Show, TV Funhouse, Mad TV.
Yeah, like they had brilliant people.
Community.
Like one of a kind.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know it. Smigel is Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Yep, he does that character as well. That's him.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm over now, but it's still, if you haven't ever seen it, when Star Wars was coming back in the 90s.
God.
Yeah, late night. So he went out to Times Square or whatever theater was near their studio in New York. As Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, and I mean, I've rarely seen something funnier than him making fun of nerds.
Right. Yeah, it's so great.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.